time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We got lots to dive into here on the show. Last night, if you guys missed it, the Heat, they put a whooping on the Sixers.
They did.
They went up, then they got down 19, then they came back and blowed them out. Joel Embiid, he's going out sad, dude. I don't know what to tell you. We'll get more into that in a little bit. Also, Marcos owes an apology to Jr. Smith.
No, hold on. No, I don't owe an apology. The fact that you're celebrating a 10-point game just proves my point even further.
See, this is why you have the untrained eye. You know, this is you're the exact person that Eric Spoelstra is talking about.
Didn't you tweet that you have an untrained eye yesterday?
You have to look
at this.
What?
First half of the game, you were tweeting saying you wanted Khalil Ware out there as you saw old painted nails Jared McCain out there doing his thing.
He was good.
Tell you what,
nice to play your first one.
It must be nice. But just because this guy had one performance, it doesn't mean Sabonis hit a game winner and set NBA records and you found a way to wiggle out of that.
Because every game of his is 11-11-11. Congrats. What a thrill. Oh, Sabonis.
He literally hit a
game. The only reason anybody cares about that is he's from Lithuania. I swear to you. Like, if his name was Bob Smith, nobody would give a rat's ass.
Okay.
They'd be like, congratulations, intangibles wonder.
Wow.
That's unfair.
It's the truth.
If Drew Smith hits a game winner,
you guys
are bad
guys who put up numbers.
What's that?
You guys are attacking players that put up numbers.
What? Drew Smith doesn't put up. It was his career high yesterday. What are we talking about?
That's not why he's in there.
Plus 23.
As the coach told you.
Yep. And that's and honestly, you should just be ashamed of yourself, really, because you're a bully.
Wait. You don't bully Sabonis?
No. How can you bully an all-NBA player? It doesn't even make sense. You don't even say things that make sense.
Right, exactly. An all-NBA player, yet you say he does nothing.
Bully him. That's right, Leroy. Because don't let him off the hook.
Just like you do with Micah Parsons,
Micah Parsons doesn't get numbers.
Okay.
Oh, he does get numbers. You can't say he doesn't
get numbers. How many sacks does he have this year?
I don't know.
How many times does he stop the run?
Okay.
Yeah, well, those, if you go in exclusively on sacks. Okay.
First of all, I don't believe there's a stat that's just called stop the run. Are you referring to tackles?
Well, I'm talking about setting the edge.
Okay,
he refuses to set the edge.
Okay. Well, are you asking for stats or are you asking for
job description?
Well, he has 3 sacks and 17 tackles on the season.
Cool.
How many sacks did he have last year?
14.
Ooh. Okay, 14 sacks.
13, 13 and a half, 14. It's pretty good.
Is that highest paid outside pass rusher in the league?
I would venture to guess that's amongst the most sacks over a 3-year span that in the league.
No. He'd probably 5th.
That's pretty good, dude! Top 5?
Wow. You won't believe who's at the top of this list, though. Most sacks since 2021, Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals leads the NFL.
Yeah, he's good. That doesn't surprise me.
Bengals? Sorry,
who's
defender?
What number is? Go ahead.
I'm trying to get the exact number now. They just give me names. Chris Jones, Myles Garrett, Nick Bosa, I think are next on the list. But I don't believe that.
So he might not even be top 5.
I mean, you're trying to diminish 3 straight seasons of over 13 sacks?
No, that's all you do? Yeah.
All right.
All he does is rush the passer.
You and me are doing the same exact thing. We're doing the same exact
exact thing.
No, we're not.
You are we bullying. Literally You're are doing the him. Same exact thing, Leroy.
Totally bullying.
No, we're not.
Literally doing the same thing, dude. Like the same thing.
You're impacting everything.
No, you're not. Dude, Russell Westbrook, hold on. Russell Westbrook put an MVP on it and then was outcasted from team to team because he was putting up triple doubles.
He wasn't very efficient. That's the only reason why.
No, because people look, oh, it's against the metric of it. Russell Westbrook, like, all of a sudden was outcast from it, but Sabonis does it and everybody's crazy. And by the way, dude has done nothing in the playoffs ever.
Mm.
Nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing. In fact, the guy he was traded for in Indiana did more to get his team further in the playoffs than he has in his career, which is my whole point on him. Very nice player. Not overrated because he has feathery hair. That's fine.
Same. I'm
saying you and I are saying. I would just want. You know what? I would like you to acknowledge once we each have our thing.
Yeah.
You're nitpicking at Micah Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nitpicking at Sabonis.
I agree.
Mine has a little bit more validity than yours does. But that's fine.
It doesn't.
Oh.
It
doesn't.
But the one thing we can agree on is guy right here is a bully on Drew Smith.
You guys bully players. You just showed proof of each other.
Wait, no. But you bullied a guy who wasn't even playing.
Yeah, a real jerk.
Why does he have a spot? I just don't understand everyone else.
Plus 23, just won the game.
He didn't win the game. Let's start with that.
Let me say this.
Plus 23.
I'm going to say this.
How about plus 23 points?
I mean this with all my being.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn about plus minus.
Uh-huh. Tell him.
Let me explain to you why.
Tell him.
Because if you're playing Milwaukee and the Greek Freak scores 50.
Mm-hmm.
It pretty much means that everybody who was on the court with him is going to have minus. It doesn't necessarily mean that you lose the game. You understand what I'm saying? So sometimes you could play. I would venture to say the last two games, not this recent game.
Would you say it was not
before that? Everybody who was playing on the floor with Tyler Hero was a plus, and everybody on the other side was a minus.
Congratulations, mathematician. But like, you could do that with poke holes in any stat that you want to. You got to use things in context. Would you not agree that Drew Smith was a positive outcome for the Heat yesterday? Would you not agree that the plus minus does not reflect on his impact?
I didn't say that. But I'm not saying he didn't make an impact.
Don't let him back you into a corner.
Plus minus is a little bit skewed.
Uh-huh.
Because
you could skew any stat.
Yeah. You put meat on a stick.
I just gave you Micah Parsons stats over the last 3 years. And you were like, one dimensional.
Mm.
That's literally what you just did.
Look at that.
So 13 sacks a year. 13 sacks a year.
Yep.
And that's all he does is sacks.
That's what you say all he does.
Mm.
He'll, what, 50 tackles? 13 sacks, 50 tackles. He's all over the field. Don't you think that his impact on that team should be more?
Really, I don't like this because I just went to today's league leaders in sacks, and number five is Andrew Van Ginkle. So,
damn. What a good season he's having.
So stupid, Chris Green.
I miss him.
But I'm just like, there's more to it than that.
Meat on a stick, like, dude.
He was top seven. He was top seven last year.
Okay.
All right. Leader had 19. TJ Watt. He had 14. Year before that, he was it postseason?
No.
No way.
Yeah, Moses in postseason. They ran over him.
Oh, he was seven. He was seven the year before that. And his rookie year, he was sixth.
Okay. Top 10.
Yeah. Well, just outside the top five.
That's not, but is his impact winning games?
I mean, they did win a good amount of games last year.
Okay.
He's, I mean, just say it. He's basketball Sabonis. Just say it. I mean, he's football Sabonis. Say it.
What I'm hearing here, you too? Samesies.
That's what I'm saying too, but I'll acknowledge it. He wants to just deflect. He wants to deflect like we're that much different.
That is
you know why?
That is right.
You know why? Let me tell you why. Because I know this fraud.
Mm.
Every day. Remember the Sabonis argument we had? Samesies.
So you are kind of saying like if you didn't want to...
Okay.
No, can I get Mike McDaniel yesterday, Froggy? So Mike McDaniel, he was talking about their offensive philosophy a little bit, you know, talking about their longer drives and all that type of jazz. And, you know, he said, you know, after leading the league in yards, you know, he figured there had to be a new way this year with the NFL playing against him. And so this is what McCoachin had to say on that, and saying that, you know, we figured we had to get different game plans against teams.
Offensively, you're trying to score points, and, you know, it's important to take advantage of what the defense presents. And, you know, I think when you have some offensive production or sustained offensive production, specifically with last year, you know, I think we're number one in yards from week one to the last week of the season. You're going to get off season attention, and people are going to have a different plan for you because they, you know, opponents get paid too.
I would say this is that this is a big thing in all of football, right? If you have the defense to play it, we are going to make you run 8 to 10 plays to score. If you can do that, then we tip our hat off to you. But in most cases, you're going to get a holding, a false start, an illegal, something's going to go wrong and it's going to put you behind the chains. That's the defense everybody's playing now.
Did you see Tyreek Hill yesterday on, I saw this on Twitter, but I guess he put it on his Snapchat. And poor Julian Hill was trying to just enjoy the cold tub. Well, I guess get in the cold tub. I don't know if anybody enjoys the cold tub. But he's just trying to, he's minding his own business. He's getting in the cold tub. And Tyreek Hill looks at him and he goes, here he comes, his holding ass. Probably going to get in this tub and hold me.
Okay.
I mean, that's not nice. I mean, he's trying, you know, Tyreek. He does hold a lot, though.
That's great.
Flag machine.
Oh, Mr. Grabby Grabs. Getting into the cold tub. Jeez. Say, maybe you ought to freeze those hands before the game. I tell you what, there's not a whole lot of holding when it's cold.
There's gonna be nothing like the. I'm telling you right now,
you can't get none.
I'm seeing the scenario right now. I'm going week 18, Dolphins, Jets, game winning touchdown to send them to the playoffs. Julian Hill anytime touchdown hits for the first time.
You didn't bet it.
Oh no, I'm betting. I'm in the hole, dude. I'm in the hole.
Whew.
You know. Poor Tommy, he can't get new cleats.
You're betting on Julian Hill anytime. What happened to Craig Kraft? Wasn't he supposed to come back?
He doesn't get as fat of odds, you know, and he was injured most of the season. Yeah. But Tommy came to me and he goes, Papa, my toes are so crunched. I said, sorry, son, I bet it all on Julian Hill when he touched. He was 5 yards away.
If you need a connect on some secondhand shoes, I got you, Tommy. No. I know where to go.
Your shoes are more like fourth hand, dude.
Oh, okay.
They come from the morgue.
I see, you know, sometimes people switch into their shoes when they're about to play football. That's when I swipe. That's when I go.
Hey, like are we to, like when I go to the gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see guys with the gym bag and they walk into the basketball court with flip flops. Like, they got to have pregame dress?
Yeah. That's just to make you feel
cool.
You're
doing too much.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, too much. Cool.
Got to switch into my gear, guys, as I get ready for this LA fitness run.
Ooh. Hey, I had a guy, it was like last week. He had a mouthpiece. He looks over at me. Big fella. Come spot me. I'm going to try to get three. I said, you ain't lifting that weight. No.
He had a mouthpiece in?
Yeah. Wow. And I could tell by he was firing himself up. He said, I'm going to get three. I said, nah, dude, I ain't bending over. My old ass ain't bending over holding all that weight. I wanted to try to save you. I'm not breaking my back. And said, just because you called me big fella don't mean I'm just helping you.
Boss man.
Boss. Yeah, that boss right man. There. What's up, boss? I ain't your boss.
Stop. Here's a little bit more from Mike McDaniel, and this is what he's saying about their hard work with this new offense.
It's been on our minds since the season ended, and it's good to see a lot of work you know, come to fruition and be able to execute, you know, for the very reason of games might be that way, where you might be in the second half and the opposing team makes a couple plays and they stay on the field, and you need to own the ball, not turn it over, and score points. And we were able to do that, not because we just were hoping yesterday, but a lot of work went into that to be able to prepare ourselves to come through for the team that way.
Well, all according to plan, dude. They've been working at this.
Woo!
Would you see a Chili Pepper or something, dude?
No.
Hmm?
We're going to have to bundle up these next few days.
It's getting chilly.
Thursday morning, 53.
Ooh.
That's nice.
Oh, you know what that means.
Yeah?
Boca boots, baby. That's what I call them. Yeah, apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. Oh,
my daughter went to school in a sweater and her furry slippers the other day. I'm like, you know it's going to be like 80 at noon, right?
They don't care. Kids, high school kids, they wear sweatshirts. And I'm
they
like,
say it's comfortable. And I'm like, do you like sweat dripping down you comfortably?
No, comfortable? My daughter uses the excuse of it's cold in the building. And I said,
no, it's not.
Then why is your belly button showing?
Damn, boxed her in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're just trying to, I'm like, and here's the kicker. Here's the thing that drives me crazy. But I can't say nothing because I'm a guy, right? My wife and my daughter go school shopping for a month. Online at the store, they got sales, they getting stuff ready. Ooh, this outfit or whatever. She has worn the same two outfits all of school. All of school. I say, didn't you wear that yesterday? Didn't you wear that Tuesday? Yeah, it's comfortable.
Well, it's good. It's a good reason.
Okay, but it was comfortable when you spent all that money in the summer.
Hmm.
So what are we doing with those clothes?
What did she say?
Nothing. Like, you learn.
I actually have the opposite problem. My daughter's like, oh, I've worn it once. And she's like, I'm like, hey. You're not a cartoon character. Like, we're not gonna forget. Like, it goes back in the rotation. Okay, it doesn't.
she wants to throw it out. I wore it.
She's not
done.
An outfit repeater.
You're not a Disney character. There's not a wardrobe set here.
She's like Steve Harvey, dude. She never repeats.
One more from McCoach, and this is him on Devon Achane's season. He sees a more mature running back this year, more mature Devon Achane.
I think Devon was really at the top of his game yesterday, was doing some things on the field that there was a lot of plays that he made that maybe weren't the 40 yarders that he's broken in his career, but were 7 yard gains that could have been -3, was a 9 yard gain that could have been a 2 yard gain. He was really playing well. So, in those situations, we kind of, lean on the hot hand, so to speak. And I think he's really made it difficult in game situations, the last two in particular, to take him off the field. But that's we try to leave that room for guys to decide for us during the game on how much playtime they'll get and respond appropriately.
Man, so you're saying he's so mature, he's telling Raheem Mostert, sit your ass down.
Rough, yeah. Dude. I saw you this coming, though.
Did you have a maturing year, Leroy, or were you always a 7 yard gainer?
It's weird because my first year was kind of a throwaway year because we were just so bad. And then my second year, I had like 9 touchdowns receiving.
Bernie.
And I had more yards receiving than I did rushing up until my fourth year.
Mm.
So it's a weird. You know, so as a runner, it had more to do with how they used me. And the only reason why I started running the ball more because everybody got hurt.
And also, so, you know, Bernie Love just like going rogue with you.
Well, he just like, that was the passes, though. That's why I caught a lot of passes. Because Bernie would like look back and wink. Wink. I knew what that meant.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation.
Welcome back, you rascals. Hey, JFig has more concert tickets to give away. Papa Roach and Rise Against are coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in 2025. We got your chance to see them. Just keep on listening. And JFig will tell you when she's going to give away those tickets. No macaws are allowed to win. Sorry. I'm just doing that for your safety.
No birds.
No birds, dude. No birds.
Only roaches.
We'll get to a little damage is done, my friend, coming up later on this hour. I want to give a shout out to the Panthers. Did you see, Leroy? The Panthers that was announced today. The Panthers have moved television networks this year, right? Mm-hmm. They moved to Scripps Sports. I don't know if is that CW for you. What is that for you?
Yeah.
CW. Yeah. So you get the Panthers games. I get them on Channel 9 here. What are they, 39 down there?
Yeah.
Panthers viewership this season, according to the Panthers, is up 170% over the first 14 games this season.
Yeah.
That's a cat.
Might be something as simple as it's easier to find.
Yeah, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. I love it. Just boop. I don't have to put in my stupid app. Who doesn't love a good, just a good flicky flick? There's my game. It's a great, it's a great time.
I hope all these sports in their efforts to get money don't make their sport harder to access.
Oh.
Because, I mean, that's what's happening kind of with Netflix. And see, I like on my TV, I can just hit, put the game on and then go to the last channels and go back and forth between games. When it's on Prime, I got to get out of the app, go back to DirecTV, and you know what I mean?
I got to reactivate. I got to put in activation code.
Right.
What's my password again? You made me change it 9 times. Your password has been compromised. It's fine. You know, sorry. But yeah, man, the Cats, they moved to old broadcast television, and the old numbers have cranked up for, and by the way, they're also an awesome product to watch because the team is tremendous. And right back at it tonight, north of the border against old Goose Egapeg. We're taking them on again. The old home and home. 8 o'clock puck drop from whatever the hell they call their building. And listen, the Cats are going to go in there. They're going to use it as their litter box today. That's what's going to go on.
Remember, basketball used to do that a lot. The old home and home. They don't do it as much. Now they do the old two-game series.
Your two games where you're stuck in the same city.
It's not bad if you're stuck in Florida.
It's bad if you're stuck in Indiana.
The amount of times you have said that.
Who's the worst? Wait, think of a worse. How about being stuck in Utah?
Utah looks lovely.
What's wrong with Utah?
And I'm a really big fan of Salt Lake Real Housewives. What?
Of course you'd resort there. I'm out here talking about like the views, and you're out here talking about Desperate Housewives.
They have those too. Well, it's not Desperate Housewives. That's a different show. This is Real Housewives of Salt Lake.
Whatever. Same thing.
Oh, dude, it's different. And not only that, now you got Secret Lives of... Let me tell you something.
Secret Lives of what?
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Oh.
Yep.
I've never seen it.
I'm slightly interested in that. JFig, tell me what... Tell me what? Oh, dude, they get crazy. All right,
do they?
The whole premise, it was a whole thing. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I can't believe this. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. The show is based off of a swinging scandal amongst Mormon wives. That's the start of the show. It's one of the craziest first episodes of a reality TV show I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Wow.
It's a mom TikTok group, and they all get a little freaky. It got crazy. National scandal because these women all make their money off of TikTok, but they all weren't as wholesome as we thought.
Wow.
Tell me that doesn't sound like a good reality TV show, JFig. Watch it tonight.
Binge watch it.
You'll be done with it by the end of the week.
Can't the Mormons have more than one wife?
See, that's old school Mormon. I always used to think that, but apparently not how these Mormons roll these days anymore. Then you shame the Mormons because they have done such a thing with trying to clean up their image, you know?
Hmm.
But you are right. Polygamy was rampant throughout the Mormon faith.
And they have a lot of kids too, right?
Oh, yeah, some of
who
them.
Who's the one who doesn't use like technology?
There's also a Mormon. There's one called Sister Wives. That's more old school. That's got like 20 seasons. They've been.
That's the Amish.
Amish. All right. Cool. I was like, how can they be on TikTok?
And I know about the Amish because they have they're in Ohio.
Yeah.
And that's where you go to get all your quilts and stuff.
Yeah, but you got to say, here's the thing with the Amish. No offense, but they've bent their rules a little bit too to the whim of technology. Ooh. Because now the Amish are allowed. The Amish are now allowed to use power tools if they're doing it for work.
Oh, so, get out of here!
You know,
bums.
Well, I don't want to say bums. I'm just saying, like, they had to catch up with the times too. You know,
too much
respect.
But we used to go to this place. They had an amusement park, Jogger Lake.
Mm-hmm.
In Ohio.
Yeah.
So they had, you know, they had the one down in on out west, and then they had another one out east with the highest. The one out west has the highest roller coaster in the country. But then they had another one out east called Jogger Lake, and you have to drive through Amish country. So if you're in a hurry, you're gonna get caught behind a buggy.
Oh.
And you just.
It's crazy that that's where they draw the line. They're like, yeah, sure.
And I've never seen an overactive horse pulling one of those buggies.
Mm. You ever hear the Amish TikTok dance?
No, I haven't.
Teach me how to buggy.
We have to go to break now.
Minus one right now. What? Please.
Minus one.
A lot of reality TV.
We like, oh my goodness.
Come on. Leroy kind of likes it.
Leroy's looking at the clock like, what is this show?
Teach
over
me how to buggy. Teach me how to buggy. I can see it now, dude.
But all the Amish just dancing next to their horse.
That's it. It's a point.
Point for Toby.
Appropriately, the damage is done, my friend. Is next.
Damage is done.
Gone, the damage done.
Buddy, Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM. We'll get more into the Heat win at the top of the hour and recap the Heat, sending the Sixers into a stupid tailspin. Worst team in the league, 2-11, the Sixers. Woo-hoo! That's good. But one thing, I could go a lot of directions. I have a lot of things I want to do and damage is done. I'm going to go with this, though. Leroy has talked about this before. Sometimes people play around too much, all right? And especially Giants. And yesterday, I'm watching before the game, right? And everybody's having their little reunions before the game, Leroy. And people are hanging out. Kyle Lowry saying hi to everybody. And Caleb Martin saying hi to everybody. And then Jimmy and Kyle, of course, best of friends. Kyle, godfather to Jimmy's daughter. And you know, they love each other. These guys, they were horsing around at halftime. Kyle Lowry was literally just playing games with Jimmy Butler at halftime instead of warming up for his team. That's how much he misses Jimmy Butler. Maybe not as much as Joel Embiid misses Jimmy Butler. Everybody misses Jimmy Butler. But these guys are just, you know, having a friendly conversation, okay? And for our radio audience, okay, I'm going to play the video for our video audience, which is why you guys should watch on YouTube and Twitch, but I'll describe this as they're just having a chat, okay? They're just minding their own business, having a chat, and just living life.
And why does Kyle have his sweatshirt tucked in?
I don't know. He does look ridiculous. But just, you know, we're talking, and then who comes flying in with wrestling maneuvers, you know, as they're trying to mess around, but Kevin Love, who's horsing around too much, I don't like it. All right, Kevin? Jimmy's already missed four games in a row. The damage is done, my friend. You need to be careful.
He could have hurt all three of them right there. literally all three of them. Two of them are very old. The other one's injury prone.
He's too big.
Whoa.
And that is a person who's like throwing people into headlocks and things. This is exactly like Tyreek Hill and Odell Beckham Jr. Doing wrestling maneuvers in the end zone.
You know what's also amazing is how Jimmy and Kevin Love are damn near the same height.
Yes. Yep. Well, by the way, you know about this Kevin Love with the thievery lately. That's been like his new move.
Yeah.
Oh,
the sneaky maneuver, top of the key. But he is, I was nervous about this. I'm all for the horseplay, but I don't need anybody missing any more games.
Look how cute.
Jimmy's face right now.
Like,
hey,
he's like too much.
Too big to be playing like that.
Kevin Love is a rascal. What do you got, Leroy?
So, it's a public story. Oh, but it's not inside. It's not inside the Publix. It's
public parking lot?
Yeah.
Mm.
So, it was raining, like, pretty hard, like, a couple of days ago. It didn't rain long, but it was raining. And you know how to have the people underneath the thing waiting for the rain to go down so they could go to their car.
Sure do.
This lady was coming through the parking lot. She had to get in the store and whatever. She's going across the crosswalk, right? A car pulls up and stops to let somebody out right in front of the crosswalk, and the lady's just standing there looking at the window. The guy goes, "Oh, am I blocking you?" And instead of like pulling out of the way, he waits until he lets the person off and then goes. Meanwhile, the lady's soaking wet.
Damage is done, my friend.
Parking lot chronicles.
What are we doing?
This is honestly one of the rare occasions in which Leroy is not at something.
Involved.
Yeah, he's just watching and just
observing.
Issuing it.
I'm speaking for the people. Now, I know what I would have did.
What would you have done?
I would have tried to tip that car over or something, and they would have moved. Because I would have pushing that car and all whatever.
Ow.
Yeah. And they would have thought I was crazy and moved. And then I would have went, thank you, and walked in.
We're done here.
Yeah, come on. Come on. Like, look, I don't care if you drop your wife off or your mother or whatever. Not in front of the crosswalk. There's people using that so you don't run over them. Because God forbid if you get hit by a car, you know, if you get hit by a car, you're not in a crosswalk. You're not going to get no money.
Nah, probably not.
Right. So
you gotta have
the cars that's stopping can't stop in front of the crosswalk.
You gotta have 2 feet in bounds.
Yep.
And control the groceries.
So, man, I just love how that's why we beat the hell out of each other. We ain't got no common courtesy towards one another at all. But I tell you what, they would have thought I was crazy because I would have reached up under there and start bucking that car and acting crazy. And yeah.
I would love to get that footage.
No, you ain't even listen. I get people to look. Like, listen, I'll do something crazy right here. You sitting here just thinking you could do whatever you want? Oh, no.
I told you, I want to follow you around for a day.
Oh, you come into Publix. They love me at Publix. The workers love me because I say things they can't.
We have two of our loyal Twitch listeners bucking against you on this.
What?
Timbo Slice says, you wouldn't have done anything but cry on the radio the next day.
No!
Whoa!
That's not true.
Wow!
I don't know, dude.
That is not true.
Schmeathen, he says, quote, we have no common courtesy, says old fat shamer McGee.
I'm not fat shaming. That's calling it like I see it.
No.
He just means it in another general
moment. Okay.
Yeah, although he switched his tune, he is now a beak shamer. We are doing different things now. We've advanced. We've grown.
No, I'm not.
Very judge. Joe's keeping it for me.
I don't get. See, that's the thing. People think I don't get free nothing at Publix. I don't. But I would say things. So, for example, I give you a perfect example. So I'm sitting there talking to the ladies behind the counter, right? Because we're all friendly, and they see me all the time. Hi, how you doing? How's everything? How's work? Good, 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 good. And the lady comes up next to me, and she's returning a half a gallon of milk, right?
I used to love seeing all of those.
I said, the milk is bad. She says, the milk is bad. I need to return it. I say, ma'am, if you drank that much of the milk, your guts are supposed to be on the ground right now.
Gee, Leroy, accountability. He is walking accountability.
So, Leroy, the stories. So
the ladies behind the counter say, he got a point. He got
boxed in.
We can't do nothing about it. But that's what I'm saying. I don't want the price of my milk to go up because you drink half a gallon of milk and then let it sit out and go spoil and bring it back.
You think if you're not going to judge this lady that there's going to be inflation on milk? I don't think that's how that works.
Oh, he's right. Dude, he's right.
Everybody keep the more stuff that keeps getting returned for nonsense reasons. The publics don't. They just raise the price to make up for that money.
You sure it's not cow labor laws?
What do you mean?
I mean, doesn't it depend on how much milk is getting produced by the cows?
No, it depends on how much milk they actually selling. If a whole bunch of people return in half a gallons of milk, then they raise the price.
I love the idea of Leroy.
Listeria, so.
I love the idea of Leroy like once a week putting on a robe and a white wig, and he just goes as you know where they always have like the sales in Publix, like the display section up front.
Oh yeah!
All rise for the honorable Publix Judge Horn.
Hey, I told him for a free chicken tender sub, I run the returns for 2 hours.
Man, I run it for 2 hours. That should be a bit.
Like, so no returns for 2 hours.
Me up front and people returning that. Man, I seen a lady return some lamb chops. And I'm like, you ain't ate a lamb chop in your life. What are you doing? And what they do is they go in the trash. They dig for receipts and then go in the store and pick up the stuff and bring it out and return it.
Wow. That's actually a good hustle. I got to be honest with you.
Right.
Good.
But you can tell. Like you take the body type or a lady.
Body type?
One lady returned salads and kept the Oreo cookies.
You're supposed to judge without prejudice. Here, you're not like if you fat shame your defendants, like then you're not doing the work of a judge.
Listen. It's not a matter of judging or not. I'm just calling like I see it.
Imagine the line. As Leroy is dealing with all these people and their returns,
you know what they do? They say,
"Uh oh, way to the deli."
That dude is working the returns. We got to go to a different Publix.
Leroy's gone. Mm-mm.
No.
At one point, you don't even start using words. You're just like,
Do you have a receipt? No. Oh no. Can you just get? Mm-mm. No.
Like the day after Christmas, some lady's gonna return gingerbread. He goes, "The day after Christmas, huh?"
But no, think about this. I've been living down here since 1992, right? I have never returned anything at Publix.
Never?
Never. Because I buy what I'm going to eat. Right? I don't go and buy, like, I'm probably going to try this on too. And then
but
when
you never got anything
out,
you never got anything about at Publix.
No, because the things that I buy, I don't really have
you seem like you go every day, so it feels like there's a fresh rotation coming in every day,
right? No, I buy fruit, but I look at the fruit. If the fruit ain't good, I don't get it, right? I don't buy meat there. I just go to a meat place to get my meat, right? That's it.
J-Fig, what do you got for damage is done today?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and state the obvious. I am still in this room, which means nothing has been
wow.
So
no, you just like the room, giving Frog more company.
I really do feel comfortable in here, but I will say the damage is done.
The damage is done.
And I still don't have access in that room.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
We all knew. What are you talking about?
So nobody's there?
Why are you shocked?
Oh, no, they're here.
Oh, no, they're here. But every time I go, it's, wait 15 minutes.
Yeah, wait, like what? Then they're like, restart the computer.
Wait.
I've restarted that computer about 10 times.
I bet you it works for Hawk and Crowder. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
going to
say.
Froggy?
My damage is done goes to not only is it a collapsing franchise, but if you watch Monday Night yesterday, now even Jerry's World seems to be collapsing under the pressure. A large piece of sheet metal fell yesterday from the roof of Jerry's World.
Goodness, luckily that was during the game.
Right? Luckily no one was hurt, but it is indeed a large piece of sheet metal that fell. Where the damage is really done is, you know, obviously it's easy to take shots at a team and kick them kind of when they're down. The Texans social media team took the opportunity to post this on their Twitter says simply, look out below with the L in the sheet metal direction.
Jeez.
As you can see, everything seems to be falling apart for the Cowboys. Therefore,
that's Commander's behavior, dude, with the broken pipes and the poop flooding out there in the stadium.
But they ain't spend $2 billion on there.
No, they did it.
True.
You think for $2 billion you could get the sheet metal to stay where it's supposed to?
Yeah, and apparently, you know, they've been having problems with, like, glare. A lot of people have been saying, like, the sun is an issue.
The players say that, yeah.
Well, you know, like, the thing that's crazy about it is, like, you think these stadiums, like, when they get built, they should last forever now, right? Because, like, the best technology. And we've had, over these years now, we've had the Marlins Stadium leak. We've had Jerry's World lose metal. Lucas Oil Stadium, remember that happened this year where they couldn't open the roof? And Irsay was really upset because he goes, very disappointing. You can't open the roof. Like, how do you not open the roof? Didn't this thing cost billions?
Yes.
Well, it's kind of like old cars. Old cars are a lot more reliable than these new ones.
True.
That's why Tobin still
drive my Jeep.
We'll take a break. Get back into this Heat victory. Jimmy Buckets, big time performance. And he made Joel Embiid so sad. Back after this.